rebellion in the wind.
A new world order. A new world order.
How can you have a house without a gun?
Guns aren't toys. They're for family protection, hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
For nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel
in. Put out all points bulletins. We'll set up roadblocks everywhere.
A new world order. A new world order.
Attention.
A new world order.
Attention. Government is an emergency. Repeat. An emergency.
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody.
Heavens. What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap. It's time for
Dutch Jones
radio program.
And now for something completely different.
Oh, now I hear the buzz. Yeah, I can hear the buzz when I come up. Let's see here. Yeah, I hear it in my headphones. That is weird. Huh. This is the Dutch Jones radio program. We're coming to you live from a mobile location in a parking lot of a restaurant in somewhere in the Sequoia National Park. We didn't know there would be a bad buzz. I don't know why there's a buzz. Let me try and move some stuff around here. Maybe it's this. I'm just going to turn that off. I'm not even going to try it. Let's move this. Wow. We come to you live Monday through Friday at 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. On U Broadcast. We are also on Facebook and MySpace for Dutch Jones program. And what we're doing now is, because we have no internet available, because we have satellites, someone has used up all of our upload. We haven't figured out who hacked in and did it yet. But so we're forced to go remote like this. So what we're probably going to do is just an hour show today. I don't know if you can hear the motor running in the background. We are on the freeway. We had the webcam on for a while there. We're sitting in the front seat. It's getting kind of hot in here. In fact, I'm going to roll my window down. You'd be surprised, even with... Oh, that's a nice cool breeze. That didn't get rid of it, though. I was hoping that would get rid of the hum. But folks in the chat room, look in the chat room. We need to know how the audio sounds. Make sure we're getting out. And we do have a new phone number for today only. I'll give that out here in a second as it scrolls across, because... What we're going to do basically is just use our cell phone, and you'll be able to call in at 559-346-8362. Is that helping? Yeah, I think that I don't hear the buzz anymore.
It went away, now it's back.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. Yeah, that's weird. Let's see here, move this. Moving power supplies around, moving... We got a scanner here in front of us. We got all kinds of stuff in this car. Basically, the soundboard sitting in the center console. We're plugged into an inverter directly to the battery. When we tried to run just off the battery, the inverter started squealing. So we disconnected it. So it's 559-346-8362. What is it again, Lou?
559-346-8362.
And it's hidden behind a menagerie of wires. So I have to be... I feel like I'm defusing a bomb in my car here. How's that for the sensors? They'll get that. They'll be able to figure that out. Today was... Did you hear that? Somebody honked.
I think that was...
Oh, I know who that is. That was Jim. Yeah. Another friend of the militia. Going by and honking. That's what that was. There were several primary elections today, and there were some victories had by Tea Party types and some disappointments had. Like I said, I'm not really into the political side of it anymore. Are we still on? Are we still moving?
Yeah.
Okay, good. I can't see your screen because of the glare. So if you want to talk about that, you can. You got to call in to talk about it, because I can't read the chat room from where I'm sitting. I'm not terribly excited about it, like I said, because I don't buy into the political side of it anymore. I'm more into the practical and spiritual side of it. I would much rather... I'm going to try to... They can hear me good. I'm going to try and get my computer up so I can read you guys some new stuff that I've collected. And we're getting a lot of emails about who is the female artist on the song that we play several times. It's a tribute to the 29th Carolina. a Confederate song. We tried to find
29th Carolinas.
Yeah, it's called 29th Carolina.
23rd.
Thank you. No wonder why I couldn't
North
find
Carolina.
It. 23rd North Carolina. We couldn't find it because Lou gave me the wrong stuff earlier. Obviously, he gave me 29th Carolina. So 23rd North Carolina, if you go to YouTube and enter that, you will find that. And I don't think it has the artist on there, but it's a nice little tribute with some reenactment videos on it. That's where we got it from. So I got like 4 or 5 emails wanting to know who that was. It's not Alison Krauss. I know that for sure. So I think it was just some local group that was doing it in North Carolina for a reenactment group that was there. I still think that what we're hearing is probably the motor and the buzz in there, but I'm going to keep going. Trying to bring up my computer so we can also get some other stuff going. They're finding one thing that I thought, the distractions are amazing today. They're keeping us busy. They're keeping us unable to focus on the real problem with all this stuff going on. Boy, there's a diesel parked right behind me now. I apologize for the sound. Now he's backing out.
Minuteman asks if Ron Paul won.
Ron Paul's son in Kentucky? I don't know. And that's
Ron
why
Paul.
Yeah, I'm trying to get... he was running in Kentucky, Ron Paul's son. If Ron Paul was running in a primary, I need to know about that too, but I knew that Ron Paul's son was running in Kentucky, and I haven't heard anything about that. Keep an eye on what's going on in there. I'm still trying to get my other computer up. This computer's been bogged with all kinds of garbage in it. It was our primary computer for editing and stuff, and then it lost its ability to do sound, so now we're forced to use the other one. We're down to one decent computer, like I said. But the screaming in the media about the tar balls found on the Gulf Coast of Florida, again, another distraction. They want us to focus on this man-made environmental catastrophe. They want us to buy into a lot of stupidity. They want us to focus on the things that don't matter in the long run. I'm not saying oil doesn't matter in the long run or energy policy in the United States, but it's just more of a distraction. So I've been watching that a little bit. Okay, here we go. So I right-click that.
No. Okay.
It says connect to a network.
No.
Don't do that. Just click it twice.
No.
He's telling me to click something once. I thought single click was bad. I did that. I'm trying to get the other computer up on the internet. Our primary location that we went had their internet down. That was going to be our backup. So this is our secondary backup. And we didn't get here in time to test everything completely. But it's still loading late. Let's see what we can do. Good news, we found the power supply we need for our FM transmitter up here. Bad news is it's like $475. So we're going to probably end up purchasing that on a credit card and then pay. I hate doing that. It is just so unchristian to do that. But we've got to get the station up. Donations are way down. Our ticker hasn't moved up at all. I think it's still at $95. We checked the mail again today. There was nothing in there. So times are tough. So we'll just play the credit card game. I hate doing that. And we'll get the transmitter up. So that's, you know, good news and bad news thing. I'm still waiting for our computer to come up. What's this say? Yeah, we still... Let's see here. Nothing. This is weird. It's like my computer does not want to get involved with me. Let's see here. Look at that. Nothing. Weirdness. Yesterday's show was a lot more spiritual than we usually do. I wanted to start the week off that way, given all the attacks. I got a few good comments back. No negative comments. But less email than normal. I don't know if I hit a few nerves yesterday with cracking open the Bible and reading out of Psalms. Made people upset or, you know, did something like that. But my intent is only to tell the truth. Luke just keeps clicking on my computer and nothing's working. So we can't bring it up. Here we go. We've also, for those of you that make donations, Lou has duplicated the Shooter Ready program. And if you send us a donation, we will send you, you know, if you send at least $10 to $15, we'll send you a copy of the Shooter Ready program that we used in our training on Sunday. I didn't talk much about that. The training that we did last Sunday at our church. We did hook it up to a big screen, and we went over some of the formulas and stuff for long-range shooting. We tried to do our very best to involve everyone. But we, you know, it's kind of hard to teach in-flight ballistics. See, it won't even look for. There it is. We got to enable it. My computer is being enabled by Lou. You're an enabler, Lou. You're a Wi-Fi enabler. It's kind of weird that it didn't want to find Wi-Fi anymore.
Okay, here we go. Noise again.
Yeah. Ow. Spasms. Let's see. Are we getting it up yet? Bear with us, folks. Lou's trying to get our internet up and running here on this computer. It's connecting to AL. Save the network. Save it. We'll come back and do it later. No, I didn't want to start that connection automatically. Okay, and gotta love computers. I'm actually glad we're doing this. This is a good way to see what we can do if we have to go on the run and bounce from rest stop to rest stop. What am I doing here, Lou?
I hear surf or traffic. Are you in an airfield?
Who said that?
Rocky.
Yeah, we're in a parking lot on the 198. I mean, right on the 198. If I throw it in reverse, we're going to roll right into traffic. It's kind of a bad location, mostly because when we tried this yesterday, the local sheriff deputy was really eyeballing us. And we had to make sure that, we don't get contacted. We don't want them to know what we're doing. It's none of their business. But right now we're on the main strip. It can't get any more less covert than I am right now. A couple of people have walked by and looked at me because it looks like I'm talking to myself. But in this modern world where people are, using hands-free phones and stuff, I'm hoping that's what it looks like. Got to type in. Oh, look at all these people on this computer. Okay, we have a different password for this now, huh? Mm-hmm. Don't say it out loud.
One, two.
No, don't say it out loud, Lou. He's giving away our password. Let's see. Here we go. We'll get up and running. Because I had an article in the mail that I wanted to read you guys, sent by Esther May, who is a listener and church person. Okay, here. Go by the disclaimer.
Sheriff pinpointed you yesterday, or did he just... The
sheriff just kept driving by and looking at us, so we don't want that to happen anymore. We don't want anybody to know who he is. Anybody at all. It's bad enough I get on every day and broadcast what I'm doing over the internet, but the priorities are low for them to come and find me. But if I say, yeah, I'm at the Denny's on the corner of such and such and such and such, why hand it to him, right? Orgotha Organized has subscribed to you. Our YouTube page, the Dutch Jones YouTube page, has been getting a lot of hits. Now, I don't know if that's because you guys are doing what I asked and telling everybody about us. Can't find the server. This was happening before. Unable to find the server. Let's see here. Let's see. Daily.
It's loading now.
Oh, it's loading now? Okay, good. Do this. Yeah, if we do have police approaches, here's what I'm going to do, folks. I'm going to turn on the webcam again, and we're just going to keep recording. Even if he tells us to stop, we're going to keep recording. Okay, she sent me something about that. There was something good that I got in the last... There we go. Let me go through. The email going around about the international arms ban is still going around. The one I just got today said that last Wednesday, Obongo signed it. As far as I know, they haven't even come to an agreement yet. What has been signed has been nothing more than an agreement to sit down at a table and negotiate an international arms treaty that would be binding to all party nations that sign it. So I don't... think that anything has actually been signed as far as the treaty. That's why I didn't forward that one. I've got a few emails about it. Where was this one? Was it something?
Martin says he can't tell you to stop. There's nothing you can do about it.
Yeah, they can't tell us to stop broadcasting, but he can ruin the broadcast by dragging me out of the vehicle, asking to see my papers, and all that to operate a motor vehicle, even though I'm sitting here in a parking lot. Let's see, where is it? Music, Esther May, very, very soon. Okay, here it is. Here's the article on gun control. Now, a couple people have sent this to me, and unfortunately, the article itself is not dated. How do I enlarge this font, Lou?
Hold control.
Hold control.
Yeah,
I can't do it. Okay, here we go. While you were watching the oil spill, the New York failed terrorist bombing, and other critical crisis, Hillary Clinton signed the Small Arms Treaty with the UN. It's not true. Hillary Clinton is not a designated qualified signature person. She's a Secretary of State. She's not the president. So on Wednesday, Obama took the first major step in a plan to ban all firearms in the United States. On Wednesday, the Obama administration took its first major step in a plan to ban all firearms in the United States, as they repeated it twice. The Obama administration intends to force gun control and a complete ban of all weapons for U.S. citizens through the signing of international treaties with foreign nations. By signing international treaties on gun control, the Obama administration can use the U.S. State Department to bypass the normal legislative process in Congress. Now, once the U.S. government signs these international treaties, all U.S. citizens will be subject to those gun laws created by foreign governments. These are laws that have been developed and promoted by organizations such as the United Nations and individuals such as George Soros and Michael Bloomberg. Now, the laws are designed and intended to lead to the complete ban and confiscation of all firearms. The Obama administration is attempting to use tactics and methods of gun control that will inflict major damage to the Second Amendment before U.S. citizens can even understand what is happening. And I do agree with that part of it so far, but the process hasn't even gotten to the negotiation level yet. But the potential is there. We sign international treaties all the time that have caused huge problems in the U.S. Interview off-roaders. When we became part of the United Nations Biosphere Project, a lot of American land was taken out of the realm of access and handed over to the UN. State Park I'm sitting in right now, or right next to, has been handed over to UN control. Okay, now, the author who sent this to me says, this is not a joke or a false warning. As sure as government health care will be forced on us by the Obama administration through whatever means necessary, so will gun control. Read the article, U.S. Reverses Stance on Treaty Regulation Arms Trade, Washington. It was an article that was published by Reuters. Now, the United States reversed policy on Wednesday and said it would back launching talks on a treaty to regulate arms sales. What are you doing, Lou? Yeah, okay, don't play with the computer while we're on the air. President George W. Bush's administration was, you know, adamant against this, which surprised me. I'm not really sure why, but it was George Bush who did the most in the last 50 years to grab guns when he went after the folks in Katrina. Now, I have a letter here that I want to talk about. It relates to gun control. Where is it here? And I know it was sent to me by a friend of the show, Jaws of Life. Let me find it here. I get so much mail, it's hard to go through it. See on Oath Keepers. Okay, maybe this is it. Okay, here we go. Oh, it's... it's another video. No more, please. Let's see what this is. I don't want to play another video on the air. I don't even know if we have the ability to do that. No. Won't work. But it turns out that there is evidence to show that some law enforcement and military folks that were Oath Keepers during Katrina, even though Oath Keepers didn't really exist back then, as far as I know, refused to confiscate weapons from people. They went out of their way to ignore unlawful orders. So there is hope there. But the fact of it is, it's only a law, one, if it's just and lawful. And if it's unjust and unlawful, meaning it goes against the Constitution, like this international treaty that Hillary's trying to get everybody involved in here, I don't fear this. In fact, I welcome them doing something stupid like this. I think this could be the trigger that lights the fuse. Let them be stupid and try and take away our guns. Let them be stupid and sign some stupid international treaty. It's got to start someplace, right? Why not let it start? Why not let it start over the Second Amendment? I don't think it's going to be the Second Amendment. I don't think it's going to be that. I think it's going to be something else. I think it's going to be something little. It's going to be like a beer tax or something that's finally going to get these people off their butts, off their duffs. So, Be careful, you know, what you focus on. It's not always the frontal attack. I really don't think they're going to get anywhere with this UN treaty. I really don't. Let me do this. Let's see. You know how when you spent the whole day working and you're just ready to relax and you're about ready to fall asleep? That's what's happening to me right now. I'm just like, woo. Maybe it's the fumes from the car coming in. Let's see. I got some stories here. Last week, somebody had mentioned that, I can't remember who it was in the chat room, that U.S. Marines, they were refusing to let anybody in that had Confederate tattoos. And recruiters were telling people they couldn't join the Marines if they had Confederate tattoos. Why you would want to join the Marines now, I don't know. But why would the Confederate tattoo ban you from that, the flag? But what ended up happening is a backlash. So here's the latest. Marine Corps battling back on Confederate flag tattoos. Recruiters had unclear understanding of policy regarding Southern symbol. And you know how I feel about the Confederate flag. The flag of St. Andrew. Now, a tattoo of a widely regarded Southern symbol of pride and states' rights, a Confederate battle flag, is not an automatic bar to enlistment in the U.S. Marine Corps, according to a Marine Corps spokesman now. However, those seeking to join the Marine Corps must acquire a special waiver from the regional commanding general if they have a Confederate flag tattoo, or they will be prohibited from enlisting. Isn't that weird? They have to go to the regional commanding general of the Marine Corps if they have a Confederate flag on their body. Now, Staff Sergeant Andrew Hurt, public affairs representative for Marine Corps Recruiting Station Nashville, in Nashville, said, "We're not saying that a Confederate flag tattoo is racist, but it could potentially be. So we call that an exception to policy tattoo. Exception to policy tattoos have to be reviewed by a general." Man, how many people have got something on their butt tattooed, I wonder, that this general has to view before he can let them in? I looked up the code here. Tattoos and brands, you know, actually, because there are people that actually brand themselves, that are sexist with express nudity, racist, eccentric, or offensive in nature, express an association with conduct or substances prohibited by the Marine Corps drug policy and the Uniform Code of Military Justice, to include tattoos associated with illegal drug usage, or paraphernalia, are prohibited in the Marine Corps. Now, tattoos or brands that depict vulgar or anti-American content, bring possible discredit to the Marine Corps, or associate to the applicant Marine with any extremist group or organization are prohibited. When I was an MP, we never had a code like this. We had guys going out and getting all kinds of tattoos, and nobody ever said a word about it. Well, sometimes they'd pull that old, "Oh, you're damaging government property, you're not supposed to be doing that." Now, Hertz, the Marine Corps spokesman, said exception to policy tattoos also include profane markings, tattoos of nude people, and art that can be construed as violent. Now, he added, "It's the same as if someone came in and they said they were on heroin. Hard drug waivers would have to be approved high up the chain as well." So they're comparing a person with a Confederate flag tattoo as somebody that's on heroin. There's a myriad of commanding general waivers, he said. Hertz said other tattoos, such as smiley faces on a person's forearm that is small enough to be covered with a hand, may be approved at the recruiting station level. A smiley face is smaller than the hand. That's okay. Now, asked whether the same waiver policy would apply if a homosexual activist sought to join with a rainbow flag tattoo, or if someone had markings appearing to be gang-related, Hurt replied, "Now we're speaking hypothetically. I'm not a recruiter, so I can't say exactly what they deal with on a case-by-case basis." Now, a Marine sergeant at a Tennessee recruiting station explained only 2 weeks ago that a Confederate battle flag tattoo is an automatic bar to enlistment. That's what the press was reporting. Now, the policy is, if a tattoo can be construed by anyone as being gang-related or racially biased, then we can't accept them, the recruiter told WorldNet Daily. What a great way to get out of going to the military. Get a great big Confederate flag tattoo on your forehead. You know, when they reinstitute the draft because nobody's going to be going to volunteer anymore. He acknowledged that the tattoo is quite popular in the South and that recruitment has been impacted by the ban on Confederate flag tattoos, but he explained that the policy has been set by Headquarters Marine Corps. Yeah, there's nothing we can do about it. And the Confederate flag, somebody sent me a Humvee that was painted up like General Lee the other day over in Iraq. What's going to happen to those GIs? It's kind of a hot topic for us right now, the Tennessee Marine recruiter said, of the purported Marine Corps policy. Personally, I don't have any problems with it. I have friends both white and black who don't have any problems with it, but there are also those out there who do see it as being racially biased. Now, the statement was in response to a story about a young man who was rejected by recruiters at a station before his scheduled departure to boot camp. So he probably didn't tell him about the tattoo, and then, or he went and got it after he enlisted on delayed entry. Now, former Marine First Lieutenant Gene Andrews, a friend of the man and veteran who served in Vietnam from 1968 to 71, counseled the young man when he decided to become a Marine. When the young recruits didn't get to go to boot camp, Andrews told the press that he learned of his rejection based on his tattoo of the Confederate battle flag on his shoulder. Andrews said he walked into the local Marine recruiting station in Madison, Tennessee, then turned the recruit away. He said he met a staff sergeant who told him a Confederate flag tattoo is a cause for rejection. I had thought about it, and the more I thought about it, the more I thought that this just wasn't right, Andrews said. I thought if we just sit here, we're going to be slapped around. I'm getting ready to run out of battery here. So, that's okay, Lou. We can run out of battery on this one. I informed the young sergeant that my family had defended the state of Tennessee, also a home state, against a sadistic invasion under this flag, and to call our sacred flag of honor a hate symbol. Oh, I love that. It was an insult to all Southerners, but especially to those Southerners who had risked or even given their lives in service to the Marine Corps. Southerners had served at Belleau Woods, Tarawa and Iwo Jima, at Incheon in the Chosin Reservoir, at Khe Sanh and at Hue City. But now we are no longer wanted in the politically correct, don't offend any minorities military. I'm going to plug in my computer here. Okay, sorry about that. I got to rev it. Got to keep the voltage up. I don't think this is going to work, Lou. We're losing voltage. That's okay. It just keeps beeping. Yeah, look at that. This is kind of weird. It's like my alternator doesn't have enough energy to power two computers. And we can't unplug the soundboard. So we're going to do what we can. Okay, get a song and the commercial ready. Get the commercial ready and get a song ready. And we're going to take a break and we're going to see if there's something I can do to fix this. Everything's unplugged. My computer just keeps beeping. Let's see. So, Southerners with Confederate flags, you're not wanted. You're not wanted at all in the Marine Corps. It's just a flag, right? No. When we allow others to define who we are, we lose a part of ourselves. Let me just shut this computer down. When we allow people to say that the Confederate flag is what they think it is, but not what it historically or logically is, we destroy history that way. So I felt funny about this article. I felt like, well, why would anybody want to join the Marines anyway? So, you know, more, you know, do it and that way you don't have to go. But instead of that, you know, this kid, there are people out there, and I have to realize this, that still think that the cause of the war is a good cause, and their form of patriotism is to go join the military. I'm not going to knock that, especially in a young man. I did it. I don't recommend anybody else do it. But this is just a case of letting the minority, and I don't mean blacks, I mean the minority in America, the leftists, it just shows how stupid their arguments are. Because some young man has a Confederate flag on him, he's not allowed to go die for a corporate war. The ludicrousness of it all blows me away. Okay, I'm going to keep the back windows down so get some cool air in here. It's starting to get really hot.
It's only based on a bullet hole in the head.
Somebody asked that?
Yeah.
Who asked that? Rocky Hill Ranger asked, what if the smiley face had a bullet hole in its head? Who knows? Have you guys been to a Walmart lately? The people behind the counters are just covered in these wild tattoos. I'm not comparing the Marine Corps to what's going on in Walmart, but the rest of America seems to have accepted tattoos. As I look right now, I've got young men walking by me with homemade tattoos. Yeah, they look like prison tattoos on that dude's arm. Yeah. It's like a 14-year-old kid just walked by and he's got these like really cheap-looking tattoos all over his body. I should tell him, hey, put the Confederate flag. You won't have to go fight a war. I should interview him. What are you wearing tattoos for? Where are we on the time?
5:27.
Okay, go ahead and play the commercial. We'll be back after. Wait a second, Luke. Wait a second. Let me look at the soundboard here. Can you play it?
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the Dutch Jones Radio Program. And if you get nothing else from our show, there should be two things that you learn. One is, you need to work together with other like-minded people. And number two, you need the basic equipment to keep from becoming a refugee. So whether you're looking for a water filter, tactical gear, surplus gear, or just want to look into some new survival equipment, you need to check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk. We carry surplus, and we carry new lines from MilSpec and Voodoo Tactical. And if you don't see it on our website, please send us a message, and we'll find it for you. So if you're going to need the gear anyway, why not buy it from us? You'll get it for cheaper than you will from the source, and it'll help out the ministry here at the Dutch Jones Radio Program. So whether you're new or been in this for a while, check out djstore.tk. That's djstore.tk.
He's fighting for his own true love. His foes he does defy. He is the darling of my heart, my southern soldier boy.
Hunting dangerous or delicious animals, keeping the King of England out of your face.
Government is not the solution to our problem. Government is the problem. Is the problem.
Here's a hint for you geniuses out there.
Avenge me!
It's all for nothing if you don't have freedom.
It's all that cheese they eat. Seems like every other day somebody's rolling a 50-pound cheese wheel in.
Put out all points, boom! We'll set up roadblocks everywhere!
A new world order. A new world order. A new world order.
Attention! Government is an emergency! Repeat! An emergency!
I'm not going to stand for this. I'm going to call the newspapers, the TV stations, the gas stations, everybody!
Heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
Sit back down and shut your trap! It's time for
Dutch Jones!
Radio program.
And now for something completely different.
Okay, as cars go rushing by, this is the second half hour of the Dutch Jones Radio Program. We are on the road, so we're only going to do 1 hour today. 1 hour today only, so in the next 30 minutes or so, you better call in on the phone number, which is 559-346-8362. That's Lewis there helping me out. So we got about 30 minutes left. And tomorrow we're hoping that the bandwidth will be down or we might find a more secure home location. This mobile thing doesn't work out very well. One, I think the carbon monoxide fumes are getting to me. And two, we can't power everything up like we want to. So I can't cruise my email or news articles. But you can call in. We turned the webcam off. I'm covered in like debris from weed eating and my nose is like full of black dirt. So I want to see you guys, have you guys see what I was doing to clean that out. But I want to thank you for listening. We're here Monday through Friday from 5 to 7 normally. Today's going to be an abbreviated one just because this is tough. I think next time maybe there's some tables set up outside here. Maybe we'll set up on the tables and see if we can get away with doing that. Maybe even use their power. Do you see any plugs around there? There's a power, there's a light right there. We could, you could wrap the wires around the inside of the bulb. Oh, here we go. Okay, and I hit this. Okay, who do we have?
This is Al.
This is who? Hello?
Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you. Go ahead. Go ahead, Mel. Maybe it's not going to work. Can you hear me now, Mel? Can you hear me now, Mel? Well, that's weird. Maybe we don't have good... Oh, look, we got no bars here. Type in no bars. Yeah, isn't that sad? We've got Wi-Fi, but we got no bars on the phone. The other location that we tested it at, it worked. But right here where we are, we've got... nothing. Now it's going up to 2 bars. Isn't that weird? Huh. Really weird. No. Just keep it on there. Let's see what we can do. Let's see if we can call him back. Maybe that'll work. But here, that's what live radio does. It's not as loud as I hoped either.
Hello?
Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Okay, we may not have bars where we're at. We may not be able to talk. What do you want to talk about? Okay, this isn't going to work. It hung up on her. Say sorry. It keeps hanging up. Hello? Well, I guess we're not going to be able to do calls from here. Such are the perils. Such are the perils. Well, hopefully when we get tomorrow, we'll be able to work out the stuff with the computer. And I'm praying, your prayers, that we will be able to do this from our regular home tomorrow. But it was nice to see that we could do this, that we would be able to at least transmit information. Rocky Hill saying he returns to work tomorrow. Well, that's great. See, blessings do come. It's not always a hassle. It's not always something negative. Well, yesterday I got really spiritual and spiritual warfare, read from Psalms. You know, I think I wanted to talk about 91. I didn't get to it. I did 144. We've done a couple other things. But today what I want to talk about is more physical warfare.
The hum.
We'll try and... the hum is awesome.
The hum.
I don't know what that is, but... I don't hear it, do you?
The hum is bad.
I hear it's more of a buzz than a hum, technically. It's buzzy.
Germans?
Yeah. The hun... But we'll be doing it tomorrow from our regular location with the big soundboard, and it'll be better. But it's just because we're using Radio Shack equipment to try and do a show. But we do the show with what we have. You know, we can't afford bigger, better stuff, but we can get the message out. We can definitely get the message out. So what I wanted to talk about was a little bit of long-range shooting and procurement of weapons, and what you can do. It'll be a little redundant for some of you, but it's something I need to hit because I keep getting emails. I don't have a gun. What should I get? Anything World War II that will shoot that you can afford and still get ammo for is my advice. The Enfield 303, Mausers, Mosin-Nagants, Springfields, anything that you can get ammo for that shoots. Now, when I say shoots, it doesn't mean just when you pull the trigger, a bullet goes downrange. but that it's semi-accurate. When I say semi-accurate, that at 300 yards, you can hit a 50-gallon drum with it, 55-gallon drum. You understand what I'm saying? You want to be able to knock something down that's dangerous to you at 300 yards. Past that, you know, you're getting into all kinds of marksmanship stuff and things like that. What, is that much of a lag? Wow, that's kind of weird. Or did you just turn the camera on again? Yeah, that's funny. But common sense in picking a weapon, you look at one that's not worn out. I don't care about the condition of the wood as long as it's not cracked. But you look at the rifling in the barrel, if it looks deep and groovy instead of polished and shiny and just looks like somebody drew lines in there, that's what you want. You can get away with moderate, but the deeper the grooves and the lines and grooves, the better. Look at the crown of the barrel. That's where the bullet comes out. The muzzle. Is it all dinged up? Is it been chopped off? Is it perfectly flat? You don't want it flat. You want it recessed. You want to make sure it's been crowned right. Stay away from sporterized rifles. A lot of people like me who like to buy these Russian rifles, cut them up, shorten them up, they don't take the time and care that some people do, and the bullet will actually come out and go left, right, up, or down, because they don't cut the barrel off properly and they don't recrown it properly. So look for one that's in stock condition. Look for one that the serial numbers match, if possible. Doesn't always mean you're going to get a bad weapon if the serial numbers don't match. However, if you get one that the serial numbers match, you have a better chance of getting a decent rifle. Look for one that the sights don't look like they've been beaten with a hammer to go left or right. There may be something wrong with it. You're just getting somebody else's, some training rifle from Greece or something isn't gonna do you any good if you can't sight it in. These old military rifles, depending on the round you're shooting, but they, as a rule, kick like mules. I just fired one of our friends' 30-06s the other day, and I forgot just how these Springfield 1903s kick. You want to pick yourself up a rubber pad for the stock, a recoil pad. And I am surprised at how high the prices have gone on these things. So if you see one for a decent price, especially the slip-on ones, those are fine. You don't have to get the kinds that screw on or glue on. A slip-on recoil pad is perfect. It'll make shooting more enjoyable, more accurate on your follow-up shots. You don't want to get beat up. If it's not easy to put a scope on it, don't put a scope on it. My experience has been, unless you have the skills to tap and die and align everything up, and you got enough WD-40 around, go ahead. But if you don't have those skills, you're going to take a practical rifle and make it impractical or ruin it. If you get a Mosin-Nagant that's got, you know, a 24-inch barrel on it, leave it on it. Leave it on it unless you know a gunsmith to do it for you. There's some little sporterizing things you can do, you know, that I like to do. Shorten the stocks, but not the barrel. Get rid of some of that weight. Put a stock sleeve on it that holds rounds or survival gear. You can find those all over the place. On my Mosin-Nagant, I have a little zippered pouch that goes on it with a raised cheek piece, because I did put a scope on mine, but you don't have to. Sling swivels. Put a sling on your rifle. If you get some of the military ones that don't have some kind of slings already, swivels attached, these can be put in by just about anybody, but the trick is making sure you drill a smaller hole so that the screws have some gription. They have some bite, or you could just use a piece of parachute cord, but you have to have a sling on your rifle. A real sling installed properly will assist and aid in your marksmanship, plus ease of carry, or like you're crossing rough terrain, go to sling arms, depending on the tactical situation. You have to have a sling on your weapon. I'm not a big fan of having a slingless weapon. People say, well, if you sling it, you're not ready. Well, go ahead, get fatigued, get, you know, worn out carrying that rifle around. If you get a bolt action, if you know, because that's usually what you're going to find for a cheap price, under $100, $300, depending on the condition, get the fast loading stripper clips. There's between a clip and a magazine. The magazine is what attaches to the weapon. The clip is what holds the rounds together, the actual bullet, the casing, and the lead, and the powder, and the primer together. It doesn't hold them together, but you put these in stripper clips so you can load them from the top. Now, some weapons, and I saw Rocky Hill having a lot of fun with his SKS using a stripper clip, aren't the easiest to load. I mean, SKSs are great guns, and they're semi-auto. But you've got, I think you have an internal 10-round magazine with those. Some, you know, here in California, we're confined to that.
Get a Mini 30.
Yeah, but if you like that round, get a Ruger Mini 30, you know, and get some of the larger mags. Ruger Mini 30 is a great weapon. It fires the 7.62x39. Anything Ruger. The next step, if you're not going to go with Curio and Relic military extra stuff, is get a Ruger 10.22. A good old Ruger 10.22. They're on sale right now at Big 5 for like $230, something like that. You get a Ruger 10.22, get yourself a bunch of magazines, you get yourself some good high-velocity hollow-point ammo, you're going to be good to go. You take care of that little rifle, it will stay at your side for the rest of your life, and you can give it to your kids. Become a family heirloom. Scooter jockeys. So don't overlook 22s. A bolt-action 22 I'm not too crazy about. That might be good for some specific missions. But if you're going to use a 22, it better be semi-auto and have the capacity to go high mag, high cap mag. If you're in California, you're confined to a 10-round magazine. Just carry a bunch of 10-round magazines. The 10.22 is a completely adaptable weapon. You can do all kinds of stuff with it. Now, there's some other ones. There's some Remingtons and stuff out there that copy it. That's fine, too. It's totally fine. One of our listeners, I don't think he's in there right now. Would a power inverter for home appliances to car power work for you? That's what we're using right now. We got a 300-watt power inverter, but I don't think it's big enough. And I also think our car battery is not... We need to replace our car battery. Because I don't think it has enough oomph to power it. And the alternator doesn't really want to kick in. If I give it a little bit more gas like that. Because if we turn off the ignition right now, the battery starts dropping and we'll get stuck here. And we don't want that to happen. Okay.
Duct tape will
six-pack
slots.
Duct tape. We've done duct tape. I don't use duct tape because it's too shiny, but we've used 100-mile-an-hour tape. We have a 22, what do they call those, a parlor rifle that you load through the stock that, excuse me, I'm yawning, that somebody ran over and cracked in half.
It's jammed.
I forgot about it. Duct tape that thing up with green duct tape, basically, wood glue, whatever it took, and it shoots. Lewis jammed it the other day, but we're not exactly sure why or how. But every time we give Lewis something, he breaks it. Today he broke another weed eater. He broke it. It's broken. Will it shoot?
What? Fix it easy. It's just a duct tape.
Oh, I can fix it. You broke it, and I gotta fix it.
It's not broken.
Isn't that just the story of my life?
It's not unfixable. The easiest thing to fix.
Yeah, well, we'll see if you can fix it tonight when we get home. Actually, I'm going to have you weed eat some more with my weed eater so you can have a chance to break it. Shotguns. A couple listeners have told me they've been able to snag some decent deals on shotguns in the last few days. If you live in a city and you can only have one gun that you can afford, get a shotgun. Get a 12-gauge pump. Don't get an autoloader. Get a Remington Mossberg 500 or a Mossberg 500 or a Remington 870. Mossberg 835 works too. It's a goose gun. It takes the big magnum rounds. But you get one shotgun if you can get the extended tube so that you can have, you know, more than three or four rounds in it. If you get one and it only lets you put three rounds in it, that's an easy fix. You take the barrel off. And there's usually a wooden dowel in there because hunters are only allowed to have three rounds. Take the wooden dowel out. For home defense, it's fine. But the cool thing about shotguns is you're not limited to one kind of round. The huge diversity of everything from pepper spray, non-lethal pepper spray, sand, sandbags.
They use a non-lethal to get prisoners out of
there. Yeah, rubber bullets. Lou likes watching the prison movies. He's really into prison movies, which scares me, prison shows. And you can use stingers. You can use all kinds of stuff. Plus, you can get everything from number 8 shot all the way up to 1-ounce deer slugs, which will do damage on the human body, I'm here to tell you. And the cool thing about a lot of shotguns is if you live in a drywall structured house in a city, if you use the right kind of rounds, you're not going to go through the wall. You're not going to injure yourself, your children, or your neighbors. You should put a sign up on air, please drive slowly behind us. I wonder if that would help at all. I wonder if people would be, shh, that's Johnson Broadcasting. So shotguns are incredible. You notice I'm not mentioning handguns. I use a handgun. I carry one. I got one on me right now. Handguns, we don't carry them because they're powerful. We carry them because they're portable. I don't prefer a handgun. I don't like them. I train with them because I know I need to. But get a shotgun, a 10/22, or a Kirin Relic before you do anything. Pistols, you know, pistol arrows say, oh, I can do anything with a pistol that, you know, that I need to do in the house. Give me a shotgun any day over a pistol. Accuracy, manipulation is easier of a shotgun than most pistols, especially ones you buy today. They've got some of the freakiest safeties on modern handguns, don't they? These modern, especially politically correct guns that won't fire unless you have the mag in. You got four different safeties. Somebody's calling, I think. Let's see. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
I think it was that phone. I don't know what it was. Could be your phone, too. Where's your phone? In your pocket, right next to the computer, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's why. It was your phone. So, I'm not a big fan of pistols. If you're going to get a pistol, you better have training. Even, you know, anybody that reads the safety manual on a shotgun can figure out how to do it, but a pistol, it's critical that you have skills. It's not just a simple little thing that you can buy, get 100 rounds of ammunition, shoot 50 of them at a paper target 12 feet away, you know, in your backyard or at some local range, and then go home and go, hey, I'm a pistolero now. No, you can't. Especially semi-automatics. If you're going to get a pistol, and you're not going to get the training, and you're not going to listen to me, get a revolver. Don't get a semi-auto. It will let you down. It will jam. It will fail. Mostly because of operator error. A lot of people don't realize that a semi-auto, like a 1911, if you don't hold it with a stiff wrist, if you limp wrist it, if you get all sissy boy with a 1911 and you limp wrist it, it'll screw up the process of how it cycles, and it will jam. Most handguns are that way. If you limp wrist it and you shoot like the gangsters do, and you just have your hand up there spraying prey, it's going to jam. How much time we got left?
About 10 minutes.
Okay. Wow.
The purpose of a pistol is so that you can fight your way back to your main.
Excellent, Minute Man, in the chat room. This is what they taught me as an MP. The purpose of your pistol is to fight your way back to your vehicle to get your M4 or your shotgun. The purpose of your pistol is to fight your way back to your carbine, your rifle, your long gun, your shotgun, your crew-served weapon, the button that launches the nuke, whatever it is. If you're using your pistol in a fight, there's two things that are happening. One, you didn't use your brain and you're on the street and you're concealing it and carrying it. You didn't use your brain to get out of it. Or two, you've been ambushed. And neither one of those are good. They're usually because the owner of that handgun makes a mistake. Or three here on the range.
Yeah.
But it's just, I don't like handguns. I only own one. I used to have four or five. I only own one now. And I carry it with me everywhere I go because it's too hard to put a rifle in the back of a vehicle or wear a rifle when you're weed eating. Now, there's some practicality to a pistol. I mean, you're out in the yard and rattlesnake or rabid stray dog, yeah. But in the old days, you know, the real Christian warriors carried their rifles everywhere. We've got some great paintings in our lobby that show, like, Puritans back in the day, you know, 1600s, carrying their blunderbusses to church. You know, in fact, you've heard right here on this radio network, right here, our pastor get on saying, in the old days, the sergeant-at-arms would fine any man, trying to get gravel out of my hair, any man that didn't bring his weapon to church. Now, I asked him if he was going to institute that here at church, and he said no. You know, but if you come to our church service, you're going to see a handful of men and women. I think there's one or two women that carry. Stacy carries, but she doesn't carry open. She's had the class. She did very well. Just the pistol she has is not very tactical. It's a Target Ruger pistol.
Rocky Hill said he has 1,000-watt power from the calendar.
That might work for us, Rocky Hill. We'll have to test it and bring it up to the... Bring it up, and we'll plug it in the vehicle and see how it works. Thank you, Rocky. And that brings up what I want to close with. We are in dire need of prayer. I mean, listen to this. We've been forced to go down to the corner 5 and Dime and use their Wi-Fi on a freeway. You know, not a freeway, but it's a two-lane highway. But it's a designated highway. Because we just aren't getting, you know, we're getting attacked and we're not being protected in our internet. and in this mission. So we really need your prayers, guys. We mailed some stuff out today for those of you that have made donations. Minuteman, your stuff's going to go out probably tomorrow.
I think you need to get those American emails.
Yeah, we need to get you your copies of America, but Lou has made a bunch of copies of stuff for you. But we can ship some stuff out tomorrow, and then we'll copy those other four or five DVDs this week. We'll see if we can get them from Dave. We loaned them to somebody to watch them. they're our only copies. But he's a guy that we loan stuff to all the time, so we trust him. But we really need prayer. We need your support. We need to see that ticker go up on DutchJones.tk. DutchJones.tk. I didn't push it enough. Please, if you're new and you're listening to the show, go to, what's it up here? Where you click and you can go rate us. You have to sign in. Go to, what's it say?
Visit channel
on the web on the, where you're listening to this. Please vote for us. The more votes we get, the higher rating we get, it'll put us first on U Broadcast. So people that will see it on U Broadcast will be like, hey, check this out. A lot of people listening. And what was the other thing I was going to say? Oh, $5, $10, $15, whatever it takes. We need to, you know, it's the middle of the month. It's the 18th today? Past the middle of the month.
Yeah, it's the 18th.
It's the 18th. I didn't mention that at the beginning, so I'm not staring at a computer screen. And we're only at like $95 donation. And it's $85 for the internet, $80 a month for to be on Liberty Tree Radio, and we just don't have it. We just don't have it, and we're going to have to stop doing it. You know, we can still do the this, like this, without the internet, and borrow somebody else's internet, because the U Broadcast right now, we're paying $30 so we can store, I think it's 10 gigs of material and have 500 listeners, which I'm fine with that. You know, if that's all the Lord wants to bring to listen, that's fine. You know, if there's 10 to 20 people in the chat room, I will continue to do the show, but it will sound like this. Because if we could get enough money to set up a second satellite dish, we would have more than enough bandwidth. We put a dedicated for the... Because you got to realize, the internet also supports our FM broadcasting, 93.3 Vice Gerent Radio. So we have to stream the news in Mark Kornke, which we didn't do today. It's because we forgot. But when we get back, we'll put up the new Mark Kornke if there's enough internet to download it. So your help is desperately needed. If you still need gear, you need protective masks, gas masks to you civilians, go to djstore.tk, DJ Store. Water filters, folks. Everybody's gonna need a water filter. We sell them. If you're looking to set up your own FM radio station, contact me. I can get you FM transmitters from Ramsey for about a third the price. And if I make $10 on it, I don't care. The bucket challenge, yes, we need to get that back up and going. I sent out that email yesterday. Everything's fallen by the wayside because of stuff like this. Having to work, you know, Stacy's working, I'm working 6 hours a day. We just haven't been able to keep up with. I want to do the newsletter. I want to keep the newsletter going, but it's just there isn't enough time in the day. We literally get done, weed eating. We go to work at 7 or 8 in the morning. We finish at like 3:45, have to drive a few miles home. And then we do this. And then after this, you know, we've got stuff we've got to do for the other radio station. But, yeah, we want to do the bucket challenge so we can give out the prizes for that. Excellent admissions, too, submissions that people put in for that. We want to set up we'll probably work on that this weekend. We'll do the bucket challenge website. We can't do it from here. We'll have to go down the hill. It's not in all caps. She must be mad. She's yelling at me. Joseph Life is yelling at me. But, yeah, we've just been swamped. Like I said in the beginning, we're under attack. Somebody got into our computers and did some bad stuff. Somebody used up all of our internet on purpose. And we're trying to recover. But let them attack. Let them keep attacking. Somebody said, well, don't talk about it on the air because then so-and-so will know that what he's doing is having an impact. No, we're still transmitting, aren't we? We're still bringing the message. You know, we want to increase the quality and the quantity. And if we can get to a location that we can do 24-hour programming, yeah. But we need to start in prayer. We definitely need your prayers first.
Meat eater can be a dangerous weapon, too.
Where did that come from? Yeah, fortunately, the weed eater is less than lethal. It just hurts like heck. I know because Lou's hit me in the leg with it. And I've accidentally, only once, but I've hit my hand with it and stuff trying to unclog it. But anyway, so we're trying to focus on just keeping the message going. tomorrow we'll go from a, house. This didn't work. But we're not going to know unless we try. And if I end up on the run, this is the way the radio show is going to be, wherever we can find Wi-Fi. Let's go ahead and get a song ready, Lou. I want to thank you for listening. We're only going to do 1 hour today because I'm getting dizzy, and I think it's the carbon monoxide fumes sitting here idle in the car to keep the stuff going. So please, please, please check out DutchJones.tk. Tell two people about this show every month, and it seems like you are because the emails are increasing from people going, hey, I've never heard of you before. Go to DutchJones.tk, DutchJones, J-O-E-N-S.tk. Sign the guest book. Please sign the guest book so you guys can network. I'm already getting comments from people in the guest book or people saying they can't find the guest book. It's right there. Just look around the page. It says sign our guest book. So I'm Dutch Jones. I'm getting too dizzy to talk. I'm getting slurred speech. I'm starting to sound like Lewis.
Hey.
Because of the fumes. But we're going to cut out here after this song. Go ahead and play the song, Lou. And I want to thank you for listening to the Dutch Jones Radio Program. Tomorrow will be 2 hours. 2 hours, I promise. We'll be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that silently spreads, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back.